year. And Popia has brought in a new dispensation in our country. I mean, matric results, when I did my matric in 1988, my results were published in the newspaper. At that time, we didn't have issues. There was no Popia. But today, there's Popia. And you know that data has become a new gold or a new oil.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So the issue with the regulator is that people need to understand that there's a new piece of legislation that regulates on how you process a person's personal information. And the first and very foremost requirement is that if you are to process my information, it's better to get my consent.
Yeah.
Right? Then you can do as you please. If I give you a consent and I'm very clear what kind of consent I'm giving you and so on, then you can deal with the information as you see fit. What has been happening with the DBE? We were saying to the DBE, you can't continue the way we've been doing things like in the past when there was no POPIA. Now there's POPIA. Put a system in place. You've got, let's say you've got what, 500 matriculants? You must be able to have a system that is able to accommodate learners who want their results to be published in the in newspapers and learners who do not want their results to be published in newspapers. And therefore, your system or your system you create must be able to give both parties an opportunity to exercise their right and to make an informed choice. What is happening currently? The department is moving on the basis that this has been done in the past, so why can't we do it now? We're saying, yes, fine, it has been done in the past, but there was no POPI. And the bottom line is that you need to put a system in place that accommodates people who don't want their matric results to be published. So the reason why we've petitioned the Supreme Court of Appeal, one of the issues is that this is an issue that needs to be settled at the highest highest court on the land. Even if it means it go to the Concord, for an example. So it's not about us wanting to stop the department from publishing results. But the issue here is the principle. We are saying the department must put systems in place to make sure that when they process people's personal information, which in this case, matric, student numbers and all these things, that is personal information. It must allow learners to be able to exercise a choice. Or the guardians of those learners to be able to exercise a choice. You see?
Yeah.
So we want this matter to be settled. We want, because it's about the interpretation of the Act, whether the Act prevents, allow learners to exercise their right. I don't want to say prevent. If a learner wants his information to be published, then it will be published. If the learner doesn't want the information to be published, then it will not be published. Whereas in the past, the department was saying, we don't have infrastructure at the moment that is able to accommodate either or. You see? So we sit on the default position that we'll rather publish. And that's where we've been having these running battles, basically. Because we were saying, you can't. And in our view, we feel that as much as we respect decisions of the court, but in this case, we're saying the matter has not been resolved. We need an ultimate a decision that will lay this matter to rest about the issue of matric. But I want to put it clear out there. The information regulator does not say don't publish. It say publish, but comply with the conditions. I mean, the Act provides 8 conditions for processing of personal information. We say comply. One of those conditions is consent. You can't publish my information if I don't want you to publish. At the moment, those learners who don't want their information to be published, they don't have a choice. So that's the real issue. So that's why we are saying it needs to be settled. That's why we're saying it's a public interest matter. Everybody needs clarity. Us as the regulator, we also need clarity ultimately on the interpretation of this thing.
So I fully agree with you, Mfana, when you're saying to the Department of Basic Education, look, you cannot continue to do the same things for decades. We obviously have to keep up with the times and we have to adjust accordingly. We are living in a technologically advanced era now. We are living in a digitized system where practically speaking, I mean, just as an example, many would argue the Meta platform has access to so much of our information. Either use it for good and at times even abuse it without our permission being granted.
In fact, they make money out of it without you giving you a cent.
Yes.
They use your information, they make a lot of money out of it, and they don't give you even a cent. They don't even acknowledge that that is your information.
Fully agree. And I agree with your statement that data today has literally become the new gold or slash crude oil. But now, where do we strike the balance? So in essence, we are saying that results should be published digitally, publicly, but that would be based on you processing a person's personal info after having received their consent. So then essentially, if I understand you correctly, if things go accordingly, we would then have two dynamics. One, a group of students that have granted consent and their results would then be available on our public platforms. And then the others who do not grant information, they would then just gain access to the results privately and no one would know publicly.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Will we win from that perspective?
I don't see why we can't win, because what I'm saying to you, look, we understand that it's more of a commercial interest that is involved here. Matriculants will get the result. They don't need a newspaper. They don't need public platforms to get their results. These days, for an example, you just send an SMS, they give you a code, you get your results. So you don't need newspapers. Quite frankly, between me and you, we know that it provides a good commercial interest for newspapers, because when you publish results, then there's a huge demand for those newspapers, and there's a lot of heat for those platforms that publish these results. It has nothing, ultimately, the matriculants do not suffer. If the results are published, they don't suffer. If the results are not published, they don't suffer, because they still get their results. You know, even in 1988, we used to go to school to go and get our results, even if they are in the newspapers. But we'll still go to school, and then you get your statement at the school that gives you the accurate. I remember, for an example, during our time, there were a lot of results that were inaccurate in newspapers. Some people had failed, only to find out when they go to school they had passed. So what I'm saying, ultimately, it will not affect it has nothing to do with affecting the interest of matriculants, because ultimately, your child, if he sat for the matric exam, he needs to get his results. And he doesn't need a newspaper. He doesn't need a public platform to get his results. He can go to school. There's a system that they use in certain schools where you can get your results without going to buy a newspaper.
So how do we overcome this deadlock, as it were, that we are experiencing? We would definitely need the Department of Basic Education to accept that a compromise has to be made here. And I go back to what you said. We cannot continue to do the same thing that we did 15, 20, 25 or 30 years ago. Then we are literally void of the actual process of progress. So what will happen to our current batch of grade 12 learners now when their results become available in January next year? Where do we see them going? Will their results be available publicly for those who grant permission, and then the rest who do not grant permission, they will just gain access to it privately?
Yeah, definitely. That would happen. Because, you see, like I'm saying, in the past, the department had told us that, look, they tried to put a new computer system in place. But unfortunately, it required a lot of resources to do so, and they failed at that stage. If you remember, there was a time, I don't know which year, I think two, three years ago, where the department ultimately, when we spoke to them, they said, no, because what we're saying to them, put a system in place where the children have given their consent, their results to get published. But if children at the later stage, they change their mind, the system must be able to remove those children from the publication of matric results. And the department fairly said, no, unfortunately, we don't have that kind of capacity. We'll rather not publish. And then the reason why the matter went to court, obviously, the newspaper organizations and the media organization then took the department into court. And that's where it led to this quagmire that we have now. But as far as we're concerned as the regulator, we don't think this is a crisis. We are saying it's just a matter of settling the matter once and for all, because we are tired of this thing every year when matric results are about to be published, then there's a court case and so on. We don't want that. We want the matter to be settled, and then all of us know what is the way forward going forward.
All right. We definitely hope that we can actually get past this deadlock and we can actually do things accordingly and we can keep up with the times. Mfanekwala, Regulators Commissioner.
We'll definitely do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time. Yeah.